I know we usually play So Hard to Say Goodbye, the Boys to Men version. When
do we?
When we lose one of our bright black stars.
I always forget how that happens.
I'm always caught in the moment.
Yeah. But when you lose a black musician, I feel you have to play their music. And we are playing...
With most musicians.
Fantasy by Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm not going to act like I go particularly deep with the Earth, Wind, and Fire, but I do know Fantasy. I have played the living S out of Fantasy, and it's a good one. Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Hi, buddy.
Hi.
He passed. I'm going to just act like he was the singer of this song.
I think so.
They
well could
said
be.
He was the main force
the
behind...
The founding member.
Yeah.
He
but
was the fire?
It could be a Genesis situation or an Eagles situation where the singer's the drummer, which is the worst thing on earth.
Oh, I like that.
Because then you're just bald
and
Phil
also,
Collins.
Where's the water? That's my question.
Little hunchback Phil Collins on your drum set.
Oh, I don't know.
Avatar jokes,
that's
everyone.
The intern.
Really?
Oh, is that a thing?
Earth, wind, fire, and water? Come
no.
on.
Oh.
Come on.
The four elements.
Man.
That sounds like witchcraft. Do I have to burn you at the stake?
You know what my fantasy is what? That celebrities Whoa. Stop dying already.
I don't know. It's getting these. Who was talking about Earth, Wind, and Fire before Maurice White became a Jedi ghost?
So you think this is all some elaborate conspiracy to drive back catalog sales?
Yeah, it's kind of like the beginning of Watchmen when they're like picking off all the Watchmen and the comedian dies.
Yeah.
That's what this is. It's going to end with this intergalactic monster that comes in and they're going to blow up Rorschach. So beware.
Intergalactic?
Beware.
Sounds like it checks out.
Alrighty. By the way, I just want to say before we continue with our Earth, Wind, and Fire, always get a kick out of black guys with the last name White. Also, white people with the last name Black. Maybe my best childhood memory.
Frank Black?
Was a. No, screw Black Francis. best childhood memory was, I think it was a Roy Combs. Was that his name? Roy Combs, the little short host of Family Feud. Killed himself. Hanged himself.
I have no idea.
Always good
is.
To mention on a comedy show. I do comedy in air
this
quotes.
This was a favorite childhood memory of
yours? Not his suicide.
Oh, okay.
Not the suicide. They didn't
this
broadcast
my favorite
that.
Episode.
Bad time to pause during an anecdote.
But I believe there was a Family Feud I saw with a black family named the Browns versus a white family named the Whites.
No.
And I'm like, I know you know what you did there.
What?
And it's hilarious. But yeah, I like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
And water.
You're derailing me. I'm like, what band is that? Was that the spinoff? Is that like the Jefferson Starship of Earth, Wind, and Fire? So if you look up Earth, Wind, and Fire Fantasy, the first hit is the album cut. Second hit, though, is a live version of the video. Nothing better than black musicians in the 70s and 80s. They looked like an alien modeled its flight suit after a street pimp it saw.
It looks stunning. Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like a Mortal Kombat character. I think Scorpion and Sub-Zero's outfit, if you strip the glitter off of what Maurice White is wearing in this video, that is what
Pretty
their
similar.
Outfit is. Yeah.
We need to go back.
At the end of the song, he even pulls his flesh back to reveal a skull and then blows fire. So I might be onto something with this. And yeah, I guess we can start
Way
the show.
Way ahead of their time.
We can start the show. It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. Join us every week, in theory.
Unless there's snow.
I know we've done the show twice this year so far, and I think
it really
it's March.
Hasn't been a lot.
We've
it's
been
March.
At the mercy of the elements. It is. It's
yeah,
like March,
it is. Isn't March?
March 46th or something like that.
The earth, the wind, the fire, the rain, and the historic snowfall.
There's a lot. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you, and it's going to be at the 15-minute mark. That'll be our first break, the death of Butters. Show's website inpapasbasement.com. You go there for every episode we've ever done. But yeah, it is iTunes. Find us on iTunes. Find me
Stitcher.
On Twitter at Papa's Basement. Now you guys introduce
and Stitcher. Hi,
yourselves.
I'm Pete Maybe. I'm at Pete Maybe on Twitter and maybe not on Tumblr sometimes.
God, that's the worst Tumblr name.
It's very upsetting.
I'll see if I can change it.
You probably should.
The first thing Maurice White did when he saw St. Peter at the gate,
change
he was
his
like,
name.
Can this dunce change his Tumblr name to something that someone could find?
I'm glad he was concerned.
You could have a hard drive full of inappropriate kid pics, and the FBI would be looking for you. And they
this
still,
is bullshit.
That Tumblr could host all kinds of filth, and the FBI wouldn't be able to track you down. They found Osama bin Laden, and they couldn't find your goddamn Tumblr. So please fix it.
Wow. let's not keep it. What is the opposite of colors? Because everyone's being blue right now.
Oh,
caught y'all. Clear.
Red hot and oh, I can say GD. I can't say S.
You can say BS, right?
Bull crap.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same way you can't say the F word, but MF is fine. Dunce. Okay.
Anyways, I'm totally intern different. Butters slash Kelly Butterfield.
You're not the intern anymore. You're just slash third mic.
I know.
You were the
but
intern
can...
for like 5 minutes.
It's a joke, right? It's a joke. It's a running gag. Come on, guys.
Hey, as soon as you got here.
Yeah. And I am at Is Butter Worth It on Twitter and Instagram. I am How Much Is Butter Worth on Tumblr. And if you play Clash of Clans, please join my clan. We are Vomit is God, and we will be victorious.
I forgot the name,
every
too.
Every week with the gaming.
And Fun Run.
There's something, like, I get the Twitter handle, but there's something so inappropriate about the rest of it that you mentioned.
Vomit is God.
I almost feel like I should be like, here's my Reddit handle. You can see all the pornography that I've favorited and upvoted.
I would never delve into that. That your Reddit page and what you posted.
Is that a thing? Does it show what it is, what you like and stuff?
Boy, do I hope not. Oh, God.
Yeah, I really hope not.
Oh, boy. I hope
I don't
it doesn't
like that
show
Twitter
that.
Does that.
And the direct messages I've sent. Oh, right. God.
Well, I don't think it's going to show direct messages.
Oh, it sure will.
Oh, boy. I would very much, Lena Dunham would have a problem with a couple of the messages I sent. We'll put it that way. They're all flattering.
I'm going to read them in my eulogy.
Just blunt.
Ah,
just blunt. Hey,
those broads. Really? They deserve to be flattered.
Really? Really liked the look of your bared bosoms, m'lady. Things like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Chivalrous.
Tips fedora.
Yeah, exactly. M'lady, love your nipples.
Oh, Christ.
So we have not done the show in, again, I don't know.
A long time.
It's been a bit. No, one where
you, I was no, it's dumb. I was gonna say it's been, but there that's, goes I think the that's bit. Probably copyrighted. Anyways.
Copy what
been
like
a, while.
A word?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
it's
fine.
Been a bit.
It's been a while.
Yep.
For those that don't know, there was a blizzard that hit the DC area.
And how could you not know?
We are it's one of those things.
We all cried about it very loudly and we were like, I hope the rest of the world makes fun of us.
I think
I didn't
because they did.
That.
No. But we were basically asking for it.
To me, it's like if you're not in the immediate area, it just doesn't sink in that much what a pain in the ass slash like life endangering event it is. Because like CNN for like 2 days will be like, St. Louis is flooded again. And I'll just be like, oh, did Nelly die? No. Okay, we're good. That's it.
Thank God.
Are all of the St. Lunatics accounted for, including that guy with the mask on? All
that
right, then
awesome.
We're fine. Yeah, mask guy.
He's my favorite guy.
And but like, people died. You know, like bridges were washed out. Like it was hell on earth to them. And I'm just like, oh, that's great. Time to go to pro football talk.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how much does the drought in California really come up?
Nothing. Like,
to
I'll,
you.
I'll just
yeah.
call my friends.
You're
like, and
oh,
be
that
like,
sucks, I think.
Yeah.
I
like,
know.
Hey, guess what gas is
didn't
here?
Happen to me.
$1.75 a gallon, click.
You know, that's... I will say I feel really guilty whenever I buy almond milk. But
why?
That's about as far as it goes.
Oh, because
does
one
it take
almond
a bunch of water?
Takes
4 gallons.
Yes.
Oh, that's kind
of. And
BS.
All of our almonds are grown in California.
The entirety of
why?
Los Angeles is like
it's a terrible idea.
My throat.
Who thought that went through?
Every time you
a
buy an almond,
a dumb person.
Yeah, almonds are like really bad for the ego.
You're just muscled
oh, but
by big almonds.
So good.
It's like almonds, and then like each cow accounts
I really
for
like almond milk.
The CO2 emissions of 10. Volkswagen buses or
yeah,
something
let's,
like that.
Let's give them gas X. That's what I say.
That's true. But like suppository way.
No. Thank you.
Do it anyways.
Someone else can do that.
Really?
I won't
what if,
I won't
what if
stand
it paid
behind
80K
it.
With benefits. I'm so glad
I would
trampled
do that,
that
in a heartbeat.
I'm so glad I trampled that. 80K I would too.
I would.
But yes, so we had arranged, I believe, to do the show last Monday. Right? It was like the Monday after the blizzard. Blizzard starts
Friday.
Yeah, we Friday.
Did. It was a really...
And I called in. I worked really hard to get through, and I emailed. I was like, hey, look, can we book the studio for Monday? So this would have been not this Monday, previous Monday. And she was like, well, yeah, that's cool. Miriam, our program director at the station, was like, yeah, that's
lovely
cool,
lady.
But yeah, she is. And,
Miriam, I hardly know him.
Go back on the
it's going in the supercuts.
Intern Butters.
It's going in the supercuts.
I hate you. So she's like, hey, look, if it's open, we'll do it. But there's a chance that the storm's effects will linger on and keep you from doing that. And that was a bit of an understatement because the studio proceeded to be closed for the entire week. And
we kept calling in. We were trying to come over here.
Yeah, and it just was not open. So I want to kind of lay down for those that weren't in the area what it was like living through the snow in this area. And it was like, for a lot of us, about 27 inches. So I guess if you're in like Buffalo or the whole of Canada, you're like, who gives a crap? That was my Tuesday.
I got 40.
Except that our streets are so narrow and we're not used to this and we have very limited snow plowing resources.
Well, that's because you live like in the city. I live
out in
the country.
No, I live in, you're
like in Arlington and I'm out in West Virginia.
Ooh, yeah. In
BF?
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Pete lives in BF. Like, I am astounded that you are here.
And I drink heavily.
Still. Like,
it's kind of my thing.
It came down and I pictured your life as the Revenant. Like, a bear raped you,
mm-hmm.
and then you're in the
sleeping
snow in a coma.
In corpses.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. Like,
my dog went rabid. And
pretty much.
Sleep inside her.
But
it was a corgi, too, so I didn't really fit.
See?
No, it got crazy because everybody
pictures.
Was locked in there. So everybody was starting to be, like, really crazy, and it was getting tight.
A corgi head would make a really good hat, though, in a pinch.
It would make a really good wall mount, too.
I was going to say like a big rodeo belt buckle, just a corgi head, but like an actual stuffed corgi head.
I think a chihuahua head would be kind of funny.
I don't know, but
it's also morbid. I don't know why.
Then it would get into this phallic pissing contest, so eventually someone would just have like a St. Bernard head on their belt buckle, and it'd be like Beethoven's tongue like hanging past their balls. So Friday, God, 2 weeks ago, right? It was like almost 2 weeks since the blizzard now, or almost three. Yeah, it's been a while.
And there's still snow out there.
Yeah. So Friday, they're like, hey, midday, you're going to get 4 to 6 inches, like just during Friday. And, and you can clear that up. That's good because that's like the joke part. And the whole of Saturday, everyone's getting like 2 feet plus.
Just pounded.
So I don't know about you guys. I had to weigh my options. I had three options for places I could get snowed in. And it was like, I don't want to say it was like Sophie's Choice because I think she only had two kids. But it was like Sophie's Choice, the sequel, where she had three kids.
Where she brought another one into that mess.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're like, why did you have kids in the camp, dummy? You know what happened the last time. And then she turns to the camera and is like, meh.
Aww.
So I had the following. I could stay at my own apartment where I pay rent. Pros, I'm going to be snowed in with my buddy Allison. She's probably going to be like zany and not up my ass to do much of anything. Low expectations.
Day one.
Love low expectations in life.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk snow madness in a second.
She's going to cook a lot.
Fantastic cook.
Our perishables might be limited, but I'm not going to do anything. And she's kind of a pushover, so I could commandeer the TV and play Wii U like in my underwear 12 hours a day.
It's ballsy.
And no one would care. I mean, like, I'd probably go nuts because it's a small space. That's in the cons. And it's an apartment complex, so I'm at the mercy of, like, God knows who is actually going to dig us out of this place. And, frankly, if the S really goes down, it's going to get cannibally.
Because snow really goes down.
Because it was really snowing.
I get it. But if it really hits the fan, there's, like, 200 people
a fan on? It's already so cold outside.
I need to get one of those.
Really cold in there.
I need to get like a little zap collar for you, like an electric dog fence thing.
I do not consent to that.
And then I'll just wave the fence wand in front of you and be like, ah, okay.
You sign the papers.
So those are the cons. Then I got my mom's. My mom, pro, gonna have food. Two, I don't think I was doing A or B or two, but we're on two. Two, gonna have my cats. My cats are great. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun. If they're getting two up my ass, I'll throw them in the snow for 5 seconds, scare the bejesus out of them, pull them back in. Suddenly, I look a whole lot better. Three, I know that I will also be fed there because my mom's nuts and she's going to act like it's the end of days.
I think that was also your first pro.
That's
was
still
a lot of food.
It's also number three.
Yeah.
He's going to be there for a while.
Food, but strangely, not number two.
Food,
cat, food. And then I won't look like a horrible son who's not shoveling out his mom's house while she's like 72 and about to have a heart attack doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So the cons.
Good on you, John.
I'm with my mom.
Yeah.
and she's great, but like in small doses. Like I need that. I call it the F you, I'm out of here option anytime I'm dealing with my mom, because she's great and then like can turn on a dime where you're like, I pay 700 something a month to not have to deal with this. Bye. And I don't want to have to skulk off to my room like I'm 10 and like shut the door.
Yeah.
And then have to like put two number two pencils in my ears to beat it in peace. Like, I didn't want that to be my snow romance time. And also, she's a nut with the snow. Like, it will be coming down and coming down and coming down. And she's like, we have to stay ahead of this. And we'll, like, shovel the entirety of the driveway.
But there's no way you could stay ahead of that.
Like, every 2 hours.
Plus, she's also making an ice rink.
Exactly. Exactly. You're not supposed to touch it till it's done coming down.
Screw it. Yeah.
But she's really setting it up so she can fall and bust her old brittle bones, which she did like year ago.
I'm going to pack this down first.
That's not funny.
I left because she left.
Option three was my girlfriend's place, which one is good because she's got four cats.
I'm already.
So that's more amusing than two cats. Two, I'm not paying for any of the food. I'm just eating them out of house and home with impunity. And three, I'm not going to have to catch S for my girlfriend for saying no to her generosity and inviting me over. Now the bad.
No other pros there?
If you're referring to the sex we should have had, no, that was not on the table. So cons.
So moving on.
She lives at the top of a hill. Like it's the house of, house on haunted hill type driveway. It was, you could measure that driveway in kilometers. I was like, I will die shoveling this out.
And you have to because you're a guest there.
Exactly. I've already eaten like $10 worth of food
like
a day.
Ass.
Yeah, I would be a screeching dick on wheels if I didn't.
You'd be a real screech.
So I'm like, okay, I guess I have to do that. And two, like if we have a tiff, you're just sitting in it.
It's, a tiff on a cliff.
Where are you going to go?
It's like eating an entire pot of chili and like crapping your entrails into the toilet, and then like the bathroom doorknob comes off. It's just a mess you're stuck in for a while. That's about it.
That is,
but those are some real downsides.
No one,
like, you really have to be nice. I had to be on my best behavior. Anytime I was getting annoyed, I was like, yes dear.
I succumbed to the madness.
The snow madness?
The snow madness, yeah. Because I didn't have options about where I was going to get
snowed
in.
Stuck.
I was in my house that is a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom, not like 2.5 bath. No, like 2 total bathrooms with me, my mom, my stepdad. We all live there full time. That's already too many people. And then we have 3 cats and a dog. That's too many life forms. But then my stepsister,
definitely,
who I love, gets snowed in with us. And
but that's
she
on purpose.
Brings, I know. But then she brings her 2 cats.
Why was she there?
Because she didn't want to be at her apartment, which is in Crystal City and like 15 minutes away.
But let's be honest, I'll give the snow timetable. By the way, I pick my girlfriends because I'm like, if I don't do that, it's such an F you. It's such an F you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying it would be dump worthy.
I would have done the elderly mother.
I feel like you still would have been in the clear if you didn't go. You're like, hey, listen, it's going to be crazy. What if I need to take care of my mother?
Well, that was, I thought,
sorry,
that was
I
the worst option.
Sorry, I didn't tell you that beforehand.
And like my neighbors said, they'd snowplow. The neighbors said they'd plow my mom. So
they took care of her.
I was like, yeah.
It's funny because it sounds like you're making a double entendre.
She'll be out of the snow and entertained.
Her.
Yeah. And I was like, she's taken care of. Allison will be fine. She grew up ghetto. Like, she'll eat the wood off the floor. She'll eat the couch cushions. She'd be fine in Syria right now. So I was like, I'll join the girlfriend. And just a brief timetable. So we're there Friday. It snows. We clean out everything that night. We're like, this is going to be nothing. You wake up Saturday, easily a foot of snow. Easily. It's pouring down all Saturday.
The S is really coming down.
Saturday was the only day I was scared because I'm like, if the power goes off anywhere, we are just so effed. Like, if the power goes off, no one's fixing that.
Yeah.
It's 2 feet of snow. They
not
can,
for a couple days.
Yeah, you're just screwed. But we
which
wake up
which has been
Sunday.
My life before.
Oh, well, you, where you live, you deserve
1
it.
1 week without power.
You, it's like you live on Alcatraz and you're bitching about the lack of roads to your island. You know what? You get what you paid for, buddy.
That's true.
With your little crappy mountain hut.
It's nice out there.
It looks beautiful until 6 inches of snow falls, and then you have to eat your corgi and put his head on your goddamn belt.
It's true.
Hey, now, you should have just come over because we have a generator. We
John didn't invite me.
Have prepper materials.
You didn't invite me.
Sorry.
I should have, though.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You can always come over.
I don't trust him. He's
the invitation
smooth.
Is implicit.
Like, every female in the place, including the cats, would have been pregnant after 3 days trapped with Jay.
Hmm.
Oh, my
just,
God.
Just, like, via the air?
Maybe.
And his word poetry?
I don't know. I just, Jay's kind of
I'm
like
very
a...
very potent.
He's got appeal to the ladies. Like, I'm trying to think of a movie character.
Like a banana.
Is the sexually appealing, and I can't right now. And that's why I'm the host of the show. So I can talk about jokes I'm not making.
James Dean.
The
Double E.
Both.
All right,
James
take it.
Dean was more appealing to the men. Well, he kind of had cross appeal. I don't know.
I wasn't.
There's a bit of a gay
it.
Appeal to the first James Dean. Porn James Dean's a woman beater.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not in the fun way, the bad way.
Yeah.
It's pretty telling.
There's
pretty
better...
early on, if you've ever watched his porn.
Yeah, there's a
yeah,
lot
he
of
was like... he was pretty upfront about it.
Well, there's kind of a theme. Recurring theme
where,
degradation.
He,
of degradation
where
and,
he beats women and, you mean
yeah the,
okay yeah
and he's like I'm doing this in
usually
a sexy
being
way
extremely
wink.
Rough yeah
right it's feminist
yeah I'm calling you a whore because it's empowering.
Tumblr was very upset when those allegations came to light,
so I wouldn't trust him around anything, by the way. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, so then Sunday comes around and my mom pleaded with me. Like, my mom will never say that I'm fat, and she'll certainly never buy healthy food. She'll just come home with, like, roughly a 2-gallon bucket of barbecue and be like, eat up, kid. But she'll betray her true thoughts on my weight when it comes to shoveling. And it'll just be text after text of, John, I hope you're not shoveling too much. John, I hope you don't have to
don't
do
have
that
a
driveway.
Heart attack, John.
It's all but
yeah.
Do not die.
I'm worried
of a heart
about
attack,
your heart condition.
You fat John Belushi.
It's
son
interesting
because
it sounds like she's okay with you shoveling barbecue into your mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can shovel all the ice cream and other treats into my mouth and grow boy bosoms. But when it comes to an activity that might burn them off me, God forbid, take it easy. Lie back like Cleopatra on a litter.
That's mom love 101, though.
Let the peasants do it.
She's going to feed you, and then she's worried about you.
Yeah, but there's something weird about eat garbage, but don't die of a heart attack while doing an ounce of physical stuff.
Well, to be fair
we
to your mom,
to ourselves.
A lot of people who are in great physical condition randomly die when they're shoveling snow because there's something about the cold air hitting your lungs. Didn't you tweet about
John
that?
John brought that up.
I did. I tweeted
I don't
that
believe
it's
him.
The cold air hitting your lungs, which is why
so
you should have
a
smoke going the whole time.
Which is what
now,
I did,
is that
so I was
scientifically
just fine.
Accurate?
It is the good people at Philip Morris and R.J. Reynolds put out 2 different studies. Same conclusion.
R.J. Reynolds did?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what we call
of course.
Twice the proof
I
in
the
scientific
the pharmaceuticals.
Community.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So I spent, I'm not joking, I was snowed in with my girlfriend's brother, my girlfriend, and her mom. And we were working in tandem teams. And if you want to know how goddamn big her driveway was, working in teams, we got to the end of the driveway after starting at 9 in the morning at the end of the Broncos game. So you're talking 6:30, 7 p.m., something like that, 6:30 p.m.
It's pretty late.
Yeah, it was not pleasant, but I did finish my shift early enough to catch the second half of that game.
Your shift, you were like, shit, I'm done.
What is with you today?
You
are
why not? A saucy minx this evening.
You were just dropping the bombs. My God.
It's been a while.
Do you want to hurl some N-words out there so we really get kicked off the air?
I don't see us getting kicked off the air. Plus, we're in safe harbor.
Okay, that's, well, we're not even live.
So yeah, that too.
We can go back.
It's not like we can't work with this.
But,
add some jokes.
By Sunday night, when the football was done, and let's be honest, the football was done really at the conclusion of that Broncos game because that Panthers-Cardinals game was horrific. By Sunday night, I was starting to get stir crazy. I had done all of Friday. I had to drive there at like 10, 11 in the morning to get snowed in, which is a weird feeling. Like, I'm sorry, it is. Like, knowing you're going to be stuck there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Jay knows how I live. I'll wake up in my apartment and just be like, I can't be here, and just drive to my mom's
for
the
hell of
it.
Yeah, and I'm still there.
See, exactly. And I'm like, don't steal anything.
But I just bought these eggs.
Yeah, and then I'm back at 4 p.m. or I'll do work. You know what I mean? Like, I can't sit anywhere. I
must be nice.
Yes. What? You don't have a car?
Oh, no, I do have a car.
Oh, okay. Which part of my life?
I don't have any other house to go to.
But
oh, you can go to my apartment.
Great!
Okay. I've never asked you this before. How old is her brother? Like, so do you guys get along or something? Because, I mean...
Her brother. Okay, so
if he sucks, then that's
he's like 26.
You can fight him.
I could, yeah.
Yeah, like legally, you're.
He's like bigger, but he seems like all pacifisty. Like, I think I could take him if it came down to it.
I think you could too.
I used to lift.
Like, size him up.
Now I'm a fat slob, but like, there's still, I like to think, like about 30 seconds of adrenaline muscle under there, and then like once that wears off, I'd be like, my every sinew has snapped.
That's why you went light on the shoveling. You were just like. Letting him get all the heavy stuff.
Pacing
you're like,
myself,
if I have to
yeah.
fight this dude later.
No, it's weird. She is not the biggest fan of her brother, but like, he and I have a lot in common. He has a basement. He just kind of took over the basement.
Papa has a basement.
That's just... Yes. he took over the basement. It has a lot of video game crap. There's amiibo little figures all over the place.
I like them already.
He's huge into Doctor Who, which I can't say I've really figured out.
I can't.
It's too British.
I think... Yeah, this group is awesome.
I mean,
it's
like...
Same here. I'm not really into it.
I like Star Trek well enough, but Jesus, yeah, Doctor Who comes on. I'm like, what is this nerd crap? I want to like it, because I know I should, but I just, yeah, doesn't do it for me.
Same.
But he's, like, way into the British crap, so there's, like, a lot of Bit of Fry and Laurie DVDs around, and, yeah, he gets real British with it.
Really?
And, yeah, he's
Fawlty
a musician.
Towers? I do love Fawlty Towers.
That's probably too broad for him. He's probably like turns his nose up at that one, but he seems like kind of like an artist type who just chills in the basement and like works some, doesn't work some, watches a lot of British TV. But like, yeah, she beefs with him.
Sounds cool.
But
enough.
Like, he walks around, he had a Megadeth T-shirt watching X Files reruns. I'm like, hey, I could get along with this guy well enough, probably.
Nice.
So yeah, he's
just, I just want to double check.
They're both mutes.
Went real crazy.
If we're gonna be really honest, both my girlfriend and her brother are mutes. Like, he'll just be like, hey, John.
It's exciting.
And she'll be like, that's the most he's ever spoken to anyone, like, that I bring into this
house.
She's like, hey, John.
You.
Yeah.
I
and
hate him.
She's
so
like, she can be a pouty little mute. Like, she's great, but she can just be quiet. And the mom, because they're, like, Polish or half Polish from the dad, but the mom is, like, Irish and just kind of, like, loud and normal. So I think sometimes she's just like, where did I get these two? Like, why? Are they going to grow out of this? Or are they just going to be quiet weirdos
are they ever
for the
leave?
Whole time? Yeah, that
sounds
too.
Sounds like she failed to me.
I don't know. It's just her DNA.
I ain't judging.
It lost. And they're kind of like these quiet, intellectual Polish types. And she's the loud, boisterous Irish type.
That's a sentence Oxymoron. That's never been said before.
I know.
Quiet, intellectual, Polish types.
I don't know where the Polish jokes came from. On average, they seem to be smart people, actually. Smart enough to invent
smart
a screen door
us.
For a submarine.
Snart enough to...
Snart what now? Why? Oh, jump on that. Snart, finish your sentence. You snarted the sentence.
Have you ever snarted?
Yeah, so many times. Snart enough to work the docks of Baltimore in the acclaimed TV
Season
drama
two.
The Wire. Yeah,
that is true.
I'm
then,
done now. Please
then
continue.
They got killed by the Greek.
I never want
them. Some of them, not all of them.
Couple, yeah.
Spoilers.
Boy, am I holding in a piss. There's another spoiler.
Interesting.
So Monday rolls around, and I'm calling my mom. Oh, and by the way, as a locksmith, let me just say one more thing.
Money, money, money.
That made the blizzard hilarious.
You were telling
Saturday,
me about this.
Sunday, about every 2 hours, I got a call saying, I locked myself out by any chance. I was like, nope. Don't even waste your breath
There's
because
no way
you're going
you could
to
get
need
there.
It.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, what did they think? I rent a chopper?
It sounds like you were their last hope, which is actually pretty sad.
Well,
because, of course, they didn't expect you to actually be able to drive out
Oh,
there.
Yeah. Well, what was great is, like, by Sunday afternoon, people, like, as soon as it stopped coming, people thought I could. Like, some guy called up maybe 6 hours after this maelstrom died, finally, and was like, hey, how am much am I looking at to get you out here? I'm like, how much would it cost to have a plow rented and come to my residence and then take me to your house? Tag about 200 on top of that, and you got your answer, buddy. But yeah, and I couldn't even like tell them what to do because they could die doing it. Because
you can't legally tell them, oh, break your window.
Exactly. There's the spoiler alert, people. If you're ever locked out, take a rock and put out your goddamn front window because it'll cost you less than a lock.
It's that easy. It really is. I got a window change for $70 and you're like $200.
Can't you just use your elbow like a BA?
Or, yeah, whatever body part you want to use.
A bitch ass?
A badass.
Oh, like okay. A bitch ass. I know what I get called. Let that out. Yeah, but I couldn't say that because what if I'm like, put out your window, reach around, and hit your locks from behind, and they do that, they rip their little arm artery, and their dying words are, oh, John did this to me, and then like they bleed out in the snow.
John,
and
bud.
That would be a real hell of a lawsuit on my hands.
Yeah, and legally those were their last words, so
yeah.
There's no way to fight that
by
in court.
Ghost law. I am convicted.
Yep.
In
yeah,
ghost
so,
court.
Like one person, I kind of tiptoed around it with everyone, but one person was like, is there anything you can say? And I was like, are there any windows near the door? Wink, wink.
Check them.
Yeah, exactly.
Thoroughly.
I was like, see if you can get in via any window by
check
any
them with
means
a blunt
necessary.
Object.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
I was like, that's all I'm going to say on this matter. But it was great. Like, people were just calling, and I was like, what do you expect? Let me get on my Quidditch broom, and I'll be right there. It was just, like you said, they're just hoping against hope. And it was so annoying because you're almost like, I wish
sounds
I had
like the Redskins.
I wish I had some sort of, am I looking for not jet ski? What's the snow jet ski?
A plow.
Snowmobile?
A snowmobile. Something like that. There we go.
A snow auto.
A snow ski. Yeah. A snow sleigh. I wish I had Rudolph and the rest of the gang to take me around because I'm like, what? I could have charged whatever. Like if someone shows up and it's pissing down 3 inches of snow an hour and they're like, do you want to pee in your house again? Would you like some hot cocoa? Like, I could have gone for like high three figures.
Totally.
It would have been so good.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of Quidditch, what are your houses?
Slytherin, probably.
Really? No.
You haven't been? No.
Been
I'm Hufflepuff and proud.
What's the Hufflepuff is the klutzy dunces, right?
No. We're known for our loyalty.
I mean, there's what? The Gryffindors? Is that
yeah.
Harry Potter?
Yeah.
They're like
Ravenclaw.
They're like the good ones. Ravenclaw is like the nerds.
Yep.
Slytherin is the Republicans.
Yep.
And then there's the Hufflepuffs who are just the dumbbells.
That's not true. We're really good at herbology.
I get it. I would probably be the Raven Griffins.
Now you're so close there. You're really straddling the line between two houses. There's either Gryffindors, which are very brave but full of themselves, and Ravenclaws, which are very inwardly focused and very smart and good at puzzles.
I'd be a Ravenclaw because I'm somewhere on the spectrum.
Okay.
That's how you told me to say it. So
you're a person with.
Yeah.
Yep. Person first language, everyone. You heard it here first.
By Monday morning, I'm like so bored. The faucets were still working, and I was about to drink my own piss just to break the monotony. In fact, if you look
Joe
at my
Rogan
water
will tell
bottle,
you how to do it.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
I developed a bit of a taste for the...
That is dark, my man. You need to seek help.
Oh, a little kidney failure.
It's a lot of coffee.
Yeah. I was just Monday morning. I'm like, I'm done with this. I'm done with this. I'm done with this. Especially because my mom called like Sunday night and was like, we're already plowed out. And I'm like, oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Was.
Yeah, that neighbor gave it to her. Good old Mr. James Dean.
Yeah, but where are you going? You know?
Anywhere.
Nowhere else was
I felt like a beautiful blonde in the middle of Oklahoma where it's like, I'm just getting out of this town. There's bigger things for me over that hill.
Well, maybe it was just my neighborhood, but like the street I live off, that was absolutely plowed. But as soon as you wanted to go left or right, it was a mess.
Yeah, but like...
And any store was, too, so...
I mean, it just...
Yeah, if you just wanted
anyone
to move your car
wanted to go
to another spot.
Anywhere. Like, they finally came through at, like, noon on Monday. So I've been at this house, you're going on, what, 3.5 days? Or all of Friday, all of Saturday, all of Sunday, half of Monday. They plow it, and I mean, I'm like, Oh, so great. She's an asshole neighbor, an old neighbor.
Oh, my goodness. What is with you two today?
Get this. Oh, I can say AH, man. Yeah, you just can't say like F and S. So
which is bull crap.
This old bastard who had previously been a prick to me, he tricks two little kids into shoveling his entire driveway, which is half the length of my girlfriend's heart attackium, for like $40 total between the two of them.
That's awful.
And they like turn to my girlfriend's mom. They're like, hey, do you think like we could ask him for more money? And I'm like, well, if he wasn't an ass, yeah, but like, good luck, kid.
Also, you should agree on this before. Well, that's some tough love.
And adjust for inflation.
But he's such a dong. He's such an ass. He's just bitter old dick of a man. So I'm like simmering and I'm like, I wish I could have done more. Like, I wish I took my brown kidney fail urine and like wrote urine anus on his porch with it.
Could have done more.
Yeah. You know, I just sprayed it out of my water bottle. And I don't get to do that. But the next day, after they've like plowed the street and it's like resealed everyone in, so you have like another, isn't that the best?
Love it.
You've shoveled your driveway and then the plow comes and it's just like the wall of ice that keeps out the White Walkers is suddenly at the end of your driveway and you're like, oh God, I gotta get this.
Mine was absolutely
like a New Yorker
horrific
cartoon.
Yeah. So he's like, because he openly beefs with my girl's family, and he's like, this might sound crazy. Because it sounds crazy, like a Palestinian, you know, guy who just blew up a synagogue. Like, hey, Rabbi, this might sound crazy, but you got a light? So he's like, hey, this might sound crazy, but I'm an old guy. Could either of you shovel out the end of my driveway? And I just look and go,
hell
no!
No.
And he just like kind of stares because I said it so cheerily. And I'm like just staring at him. And then he eventually walks away. And he tricked some other poor guy who didn't know what a dong he was into doing it. But I was like, screw him. But the best part was I was probably the first car rolling on that road, and people like waved at me and cheered like I was Rocky, like during that jogging
like the
montage.
From King.
Yeah, it's like, gonna find it. And I'm just, everyone's like, yeah.
He did
yeah
it.
Yeah,
it was, and he made it out of this town.
I'll never be hailed like that again.
That was the happiest moment of your life.
Pretty much. Yeah. And then it just ends in like ignominy, I think that's the word I want, because the plows had only gone like 500 feet down the road and it wasn't done.
Exactly, same
so
thing.
So I had to cut a Huey, come back, like, didn't we just see him? And I just like,
no.
Slinked away in another direction. I was like, oh, I'm getting a Chipotle one way or the other, you sons of bitches. So
then you can plow the lanes yourself with your butthole.
That was the bluest thing set on the show today.
Ever.
Yeah, that was
your steaming hot diarrhea.
we got how it worked. So that was about how my thing went.
I got 40 inches of snow.
That one wasn't so punchline.
No, it was terrible.
So
when
many.
That's
like a
actually
foot
look
more
up
than we got.
If you look up where it was hit the most.
Where cannibalism became legal for the
in
week.
West Virginia. Yeah,
it's
Shepherdstown,
been that
West
way
Virginia.
For a while.
And I'm about 10 miles away from that location.
Okay.
So they got 44. We got about 40.
That's not real.
And when they plowed it, yeah, it was about seven feet tall on the side of the road. Yeah.
Jeez.
So, and I had to dig through that. And I did dig through that all of Monday.
Did you make your little dwarf girlfriend do it too? Or?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
And I was like, we're not doing your car.
Did she
we're
use,
doing mine.
Did she use a human-sized snow shovel, or did you get her like a little
beach shovel? She has a smaller
shovel.
I knew it. It's like a...
it's Dora the Explorer themed.
It's like a kid's pail at the beach.
That's just what I was going to say.
From the dime store.
It's just something
did
to
she make, a nice
make her
ice
feel
castle
like she's helping.
Yeah. Like when I got my Fisher-Price first tool set, and I'd take her along with my
actually
dad.
Actually, it was really good, because I would do all the big stuff where I was, you know, like halfway between having a heart
she
attack.
She was like,
and she
I'm
would
helping
do,
too.
She would do like finer stuff. Like as soon as I got all the big stuff out of the way, she would get like
a real
like
finesse
a foot,
job.
Like a foot every 30 minutes or so.
Oh, that's adorable.
Not a whole lot.
She's so precious.
Yeah. But it absolutely helped. And then the next,
I
think
like
it
how
was
you threw
the,
that in there. We believe you.
Yeah. I wasn't mad at all. I wasn't going crazy. And I did run out of alcohol really fast. That's why we haven't had, I didn't bring this up, but I totally drank the stuff we were supposed to celebrate.
Yeah, like, we did this big writing thing together for NBC, and I bought a celebratory big thing of cider because You,
a week.
You and Jay have that same, was it sissy-itis, where you can't have carbs?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Not even popcorn.
Carbs.
It's
apples. Fruit. Bad, yeah. Off the table.
You can just eat ice cubes
but John,
and dye them.
Heart of hearts.
And raw meat.
Bought me the thing I love most. Which
cider.
Was a huge bottle of cider.
And we what were kind of cider, though?
It was this awesome cider wine. So it was a lot stronger than cider.
I believe it was from the Man Kissing Man Vineyard. Yeah. That was the name of it.
The gentleman with the long handshake.
Yes.
and so he, yeah, I ended up, I did tell him about it.
Yeah, you
and
told
he was like,
me that.
Go ahead, Popeye, if you need, you know.
Did
if,
I really
if,
say
if
that?
It gives you your strength. Yeah.
Oh, I remember the Popeye line. I forgot you were going
you were
to
like,
say.
Go ahead, because you need it.
It's a nice way of saying, yeah, you functional alcoholic.
I know that exactly if, what
well,
you mean.
Well, listen, what would you do in his position?
If you need to keep your hand steady enough to hold the shovel.
I didn't read it as the literal.
And you don't want to drink the Listerine, then go for it.
It was cold enough to separate the Listerine, but that's a whole other process.
Uh-oh. The fact that you know that.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
You're like the Bear Grylls of drunk.
Who hasn't right
been
now.
In, who hasn't been in Iraq? Like,
this is how you...
completely alcohol-free.
This is how you can drink rubbing alcohol and only mildly fry your kidneys.
So, yeah, I'm sorry I did do that.
It's okay. It's okay.
But then the next day we had to dig out her car, which was parked way further back because she thought somebody was going to just slam into her car from, I don't know, like 50 feet away. So, but that didn't happen because there were giant walls of snow between us and the road.
Okay.
So we had to dig that out. And that was probably going to take a full 2 days.
And you have a nice driveway, by the way.
Oh, and I have two people that own plows next to me that both of them.
Plow King and Mr. Plow.
That's it.
Okay.
What's the name again?
Mr. Plow.
Mr. Plow. And I called him up and he didn't even know who the hell I was.
Really?
I've dealt with this dude a million times. I mean, he's always, like, totally effed out of his mind.
Oh, West Virginia.
But, yeah, he was like, somebody just called me from this number.
Is that your weird neighbor that does all the metal, quote-unquote, art?
The blacksmith?
Yeah.
No, I've seen
his
work.
He has, like, this...
It's not great. I'm like, you just have a really hot fire. You're
did
not
you
a
ever
blacksmith.
Watch The King of the Hill where Peggy's, like,
The
making,
King of the Hill?
Yeah, The King of the Hill.
Oh, wow.
The King of the Hill episode.
Broke my arm playing King
where
of the Hill.
Peggy is making, air quotes, art. Out of the propane tanks.
No.
I think they're called the Probots or something like that. And they're, you know, they're like, what dumb redneck art is this?
It
His neighbor,
cool.
in essence, makes Probots.
Yeah, basically.
Like, he kind of just takes metal and melts it together, like, while he's still in that,
he was like,
that
look,
gray
made,
zone between, like, sober and...
I made this nail. He made, like, a giant, like, spike. And I was like, okay, cool.
Was he like, also in Nom?
That
by
really
any
wasn't
chance?
That great.
Strikes me as a Nom type of fellow.
No, he's actually like, he's the opposite. He's the anti-military. Well, maybe some of the Nom guys are. But yeah, he was just like, they're watching us right now.
Does he really say that?
But I mean, they are. But they you know, we don't have to, you know.
The Periscope
keep it to yourself,
people
buddy.
So,
but he was like, yeah, I can't get to you right now.
Your neighbor.
My neighbor, who lived right next to me, was like, and then when he came home, I'd already dug myself out. And he was like, good job, buddy. And I was like, well,
you know what that is not?
Neighborly?
Yeah, that's correct.
Woo, nailed it.
So your 3 days were good. No one died. I think Casey, your girl's still alive, I think. 3 days.
No, they were miserable.
Oh, that's not good.
I'm sure the viewers really enjoyed
but
that.
I had to ration.
But you were snowed booze. In with your lady.
Oh, no, that was pretty good. Yeah, we almost made a baby.
Oh,
if that's what you were asking.
Well, I think everyone has made that joke, right? Like,
yeah, you gotta, 9 months from now.
You got to be planned, yeah.
Look out, hospitals.
Because, like, something about snow makes everyone raw dog it, apparently.
Yeah.
Like
something about it being really
the
cold
the snow
outside.
Falls, and you're like, bitch, throw those pills out the window. I'm a jizzlin'.
And all the babies will be named Jonas.
Oh, because the blizzard was Jonas. And
bad.
Then there's My Name is Jonas by Weezer.
And it's also a scramble of my name.
I could have that.
No, it's not. Out. Pete. Yeah, Pete's, that's not it.
It's almost like Pete's not your real name.
That's weird.
Maybe.
Never happened.
All right, Butters. So I almost had a heart attack, but I lived. Oh, I forgot. The end to my blizzard experience was I drove over about a foot of standing water that came out of nowhere because this crap is melting now. And it ripped one of the heating shields off the bottom of my car. So that was about $60 to stick back
chilly.
On. Yeah.
$60 is light, though.
compared to what it was. Yeah. But it's so annoying because if you have a lift, like you could, they're like, well, he has to pull it off and then bend it back in his chair. Like,
it would have taken you 2 minutes.
Exactly. I'm like, bitch, he has a Phillips and like, yeah, he's going to go with his foot against the plate, yeah, bend it back in shape and stick it back on. I'm like, cool. It's just
like a real man.
No, it's annoying. That's the thing. I do this kind of
like
junk.
$10,000.
Yeah. It's, there's something so emasculating about not having the tools for a job and being like, I could so do that if I had it, but right, I don't. So I have to sit here like a repair cuckold
and let somebody else do
and
it.
Pay
yeah
you to do it. Yeah.
Oh, can I watch you do it?
Exactly. Yeah. Can I watch and play with my rock hard nips?
And then I'll pay you.
Yeah. For a job well done. All right.
It's fragile masculinity.
Oh, no, just cheapness.
Yeah.
Buttersworth.
It's all money.
On to you, your 3 days. How many of your cats are still alive?
How many, actually.
Did you pass a stool?
No. Okay. They all survived. We didn't have to eat any of them for sustenance.
Good.
We went to the grocery store approximately 17 times.
And by
the storm.
We?
All of us.
Okay.
All of
the store?
These people who did not. Well, we live within walking distance of 3 grocery stores.
And which they were
ones?
Open?
The Teat.
Okay.
The Safeway.
The A&P and the Piggly Wiggly.
And the Fresh Market.
We okay need a Piggly Wiggly.
The good stuff.
So you stock up. It's your mama, mm-hmm, your step-papa,
mm-hmm,
your step-sister.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, right? She's the
yeah
step-papa's kid?
Yeah, I was just wondering what you would do with that affectation and the word sister. And you went with sister.
Yeah, sister.
Mm-hmm. And 5 cats.
All
and
right.
And a dog. Right.
Okay, so do
that's
the cats, first of all, cats don't travel well. In my
no,
experience.
No, they were screaming the whole time and hiding under my mom and stepdad's bed.
My 2 cats apparently were freaking out in their own home.
Probably.
Just because of the snow.
Yeah.
So
can't blame them.
Your step C-star
mm-hmm
took these cats and was like, here, I'm going to throw them in the mix in a kind of small place from what you're describing.
Kind of, yeah.
My cats played in the snow.
Yeah, that's because you don't care about your cats and you kind of want them to die deep down.
No, they just really dig it. Grew up in Utah.
It ain't natural.
Yeah, that's
it
like
ain't natural.
Kids digging, playing
cats
in the middle of
snow.
495. Like, you want your kids dead. You don't want to pay for college. There's no diggery about that.
Walk to school.
Speaking of, I did try to walk out onto 395 near where I live and get a picture.
Okay, so you weren't driving in that?
No.
Okay, because you tweeted a picture
mm-hmm
like in the middle of Saturday when it was coming down
mm-hmm
as if you were driving.
No, I walked there.
And I was like, I like Butters. Her shiny liberal crap is okay sometimes, but if she's actually driving in this, I will effing kill her.
No, actually, I would probably have killed myself.
Okay.
But I walked down to the exit ramp that is close enough to our house that I could walk, and I brought my dog. And I got yelled at by a cop in his car from his bullhorn.
If anyone was driving in that, short
people
of like
were driving
your
in
wife
it
is having a kid, you are the scummiest of human scum.
Like,
I
counted
Adolf
at least
Hitler's
5 cars
ghost
on the
could
highway
be like, wow, what an asshole. And I'd be like, you're absolutely right, A.H.
Yep. I got your back on
and
that one.
Adolf aww Hitler. So many levels.
It goes all the way to the top.
2 levels. That's so many. Yeah, okay, so that's cool.
That was the highlight of my Snowden experience.
I remember seeing that photo, and I was like, I'm going to set that young lady straight. But you're
no setting
on
needs
fire
to be done.
There
oh,
you
yeah
go. So at what point did you realize you hated both every animal and every human?
Never hated the animals.
Okay,
they were delightful. Probably somewhere around Sunday when I had not shoveled for like 2 days. We only have 1 shovel. It's really only 1 person at a time and then other people awkwardly standing around.
Was it a human shovel or the Fisher-Price My First
no
shovel?
No, it was
a
real
uses
person shovel.
Okay.
And so I didn't really have much to
shovel
do. And on Sunday, it was finally a little clear enough that I was like, I'm going to actually contribute today.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason,
there's that millennial work ethic.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a couple of days. I might do something.
Oh, I
sorry
hate all of you so much.
Okay.
But what ended up happening was I used the shovel for, 10 minutes. My mom goes, hey, you want me to take that shovel back? You must be getting tired. I was like, no, I'm not tired. She's like, okay, well, shoveling's hard work. I was like, it's not that bad. Keep going another 10 minutes. She's like, you can stop if you want. And I was like, no, I'm good. I haven't shoveled for the past 2 days. I want to help out.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes after that, she mutters under her breath, some other people
show off, bitch.
Some other people might want to turn at the shovel. What does that that mean?
Who gets angry at somebody using a shovel?
That's a great question, Pete. Maybe can you answer it for me?
She's
because I'm
going
still
mad.
Very mystified. And this is in
You're
front of...
You're showing everyone up, you uppity bitch.
No, I was trying to help because I was lazy for the past 2 days.
Oh.
And so this is in front of my stepdad and stepsister, and I'm like, what? And she's like, you know, just you're using the shovel and you're taking up all the shovel time. And I was like, I'm trying to help, but
yeah.
if you want to perform this manual
well,
labor,
I always hate it when
as a 61-year-old
when Batman takes up all the crime stopping time and he's like, you know, foiling those rapes and robberies. I'm like,
yeah.
yo, knock it off, Kate bitch.
Yeah, because otherwise you'd be out there.
Yeah.
On
we
want to
get out of here next week.
Looking down saying, no, thank you.
So that was one thing that was irksome.
Oh, that's not good.
Rude.
And then there was just the fact that there was nowhere in my house I could go to get peace because...
Oh, I know what you mean by peace. I didn't get peace until I was back at my house.
Oh.
And I promptly shut the door.
No, I just mean solitude.
I still don't.
Oh, okay.
And freedom with my thoughts.
Oh.
And just a bubble of space that is not inhabited by another living creature.
Sure was a bubble.
Because you walk in through the front door,
mm-hmm.
and it's our living room. And that's where my stepsister was sleeping because we don't have a guest room. You go through there, there's the dining room, there's the kitchen. They're both very, very small. And then it's my mom and Ed's room. And then downstairs, you have to go through the den, which is currently a machine
shop. Are
you like
in a shotgun house? Like,
we're in a townhouse.
But it sounds like everything's through everything. Like it's just all in one line.
Yeah, you can only get to the laundry room through my room.
Oh, man.
And that's also where we keep the litter box.
Oh, great. Mm. So you had to let in every cat to crap.
And everyone who needed to do laundry.
So you can't close the door?
No, never.
Oh, man.
I need to get out.
So by the time you used it, like the batteries were all crusted over, like they had that alkaline trickle.
Yeah, they were all corroded.
Okay, that's not good. That was me. I mean,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, the doorway, the washing machine, the litter box.
Use the washing machine.
Your personal massager. So, yeah. That,
amateur Schlemmer.
That was another thing, by the way. I was like,
you're pretty close to the washing machine or the spin cycle.
Get a nice uneven load in there.
Yeah. Why are you dumping fishing weights into this thing?
Except that I can never close that door either because the cats need to poop.
Oh, that's a real mood killer.
I hate my life.
When they're staring at you and that's going on.
Yeah, I forgot. That was a strike column for the girlfriend's place. I was like, this is the one place I'm not busting an L. If you get what I'm putting down.
A lotus
flower?
Yeah. Because I was like, I'm not going to do that in the shower. That's a little too like, hey, thanks for letting me stay here. Now here's the DNA show. Like, I didn't want to. So I didn't. I held out for 3 days. And by day three, like a junkie not getting his fix, there was like the baby crawling on the ceiling with its head turning around. And
you're like, those jellyfish don't seem so bad.
Yeah. Oof, it was not a good time. But we all survived it.
Barely.
Man, that was like a lot of show. I wish we did this 2 weeks ago.
Very little space madness.
When people would have... My yummy ice cream bar.
Ice cream bar.
So we should be talking about like more relevant things, but we kind of like did the whole damn everything.
We went to New York.
With this. We did go to New York.
Yep.
And by we, they mean not me.
I had to do a trial run with John.
Yeah, in case like...
I don't know if
S hit the fan.
We had to work actually really hard to get there. We actually had to push the car.
We did.
My battery died.
Yeah, real briefly.
In Dundalk, Maryland.
We were going to New York for a writing class, the People's Improv Theater, which is less pretentious than the name would let on.
Yeah.
People's Improv Theater.
Very
laid back.
PI.
We did get yelled, though. Yelled at, though.
We did. We did. They called us loud and uppity.
Yeah.
You think Maurice White would be called that, but
that's
no,
offensive
it
to women everywhere.
So, we decided to take a writing for TV class under the lovely Mike McCarthy. We're going to try to have
hopefully
him on the,
soon
show
on the show
shortly. Yeah. But the very,
great
very
teacher.
Brief Cliffs Notes of the show, Jay wakes up really early at my place, like 6:30. He's like showering, and I hear him singing, and I wake up too because the shower is like inches from my bed. So
are
like,
you a morning person?
I'm not, but when we're about to go on a trip, I'm like, hell yeah.
Okay,
so we
enough.
Were on the road way early, and his battery in his 2003 Crapmobile dies.
2005
like,
Crapmobile.
Right on the outskirts of Baltimore in dirty Dundalk. And yeah, like
it was stopped on the corner of like heroin and crack. Right?
Oh, parts of the wire were definitely filmed where this car died.
Stepping on dead soldiers.
And it's not like Dunlop's all bad, but yeah, where we stop.
And we eventually get to New York, which is a dirty shadow city because the buildings are all tall, so light never touches the street. As I said to these two in the green room,
he hates it.
The streets are like the moment in any alien movie. Especially, just think Independence Day, where like the UFO comes over the crowd and that shadow falls on them to indicate a blotted sun. That's what New York is permanently.
Yeah, it is pretty dark.
I don't know how all the grungy weeds grow in that dark, but they manage to. And I want to like it because it is a city of opportunity. As much as
it never sleeps.
I love it.
I
don't want to live in the city.
Yeah. Everyone seems to love it except me. I love Philly. I love dirty asshole Baltimore and Richmond.
We traveled around Philly too.
We did.
John, we'll see you next time.
We made a day of it. And we're the whole time we're like, isn't this great because Butters isn't here?
I'm sure.
Don't
you
worry,
were.
You're coming along next time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
But yeah, so we Pete go maybe. There, oh, yeah. We come back.
What's your name, right?
Mm-hmm. We eat at on Philly in the way back, we eat at Pat's. Which, if you're not
familiar...
Which,
just previously that week, had apparently health violations that I didn't know about.
Oh, I mean, so I was...
I don't imagine...
I was eating at Chick-fil-A this morning when two health inspectors came in. So.
Hey, we're still going to Chipotle. We like to take a gamble.
I went 2 weeks later, the whole time in my head, I'm here.
I go to Cava.
Push it to the limit! And I felt so ballsy awesome. But... we ate some horrible cheesesteaks. If you're ever in Philly, I know the tourist thing is
just
to eat
go
at
to
Pat's
Gino's.
Or Gino's. No, don't do either. Eat it.
Well, eat at somebody that's someplace that's open, but nothing
eat
was open.
Eat at Tony
for us.
Luke's. Yeah. Tony Luke's is a good one.
Are they close too damn early?
Or the Reading Terminal Market.
I love that place.
Yes.
The Amish. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
They make fireplaces.
Yep.
There you go. See, she's a person living with autism. Is that what I'm supposed to say? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. You got it right this time.
Yay. Yeah, so that was the real crib-noted version of our New York trip. I guess we can tell the full story another day, but I think we got to bring this Jefferson Starship of a show home because I have to piss so hard I'm hallucinating, which I didn't know was a thing.
We built this city.
But maybe it's because I drank 4 cups of coffee before. Shall we? Anyone have anything to add? I don't know.
See you guys next week.
Anything you
got
to atone
it.
For?
Oh, I have a quick announcement about my presidential candidacy. I will not be a racing president for the Nationals. I found out about a week ago.
No!
Oh, it's a bummer.
It's okay. You know what? I'm sure whoever got it, it deserves it and will steer the country in the right direction.
All right.
I mean the team.
You heard that. She said
also,
that.
The Orioles are better.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have people choking out their own players. So.
All right, folks. Well, this was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, holding down some kind of coffee barf. So, sorry, I sound a little weird. It's like one of those burps, but you think there's a little more meat to it than just gas?
Yeah, if you could not look directly in my direction while you say that.
Babe, you're all I got keeping it together for me right now. I got to keep eye contact or I'm going to BM and barf. Help me keep in both of the Bs. And we're going to get this ship landed. All right, so Papa's Basement, that's the name of the show. Find it on iTunes. Find it on Stitcher. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. I'm not going to give my full name unless I gave it 5 seconds ago. I think I did. I'm John Papa Giorgio. There. I'm good at keeping my promises. These two, fight for who says it first.
I'm Pete Maybe.
Oh.
At Pete
Seniority.
Maybe.
Okay.
And I'm the co-host of the show.
Mm-hmm. I'm the third co-host. Is there another prefix for three?
A throw host.
A throw host?
That makes me want to throw up.
Oh,
that
okay.
Prefix.
James Dean
that
approved.
Does. Oh, jeez. I am at isbutterworthit on Twitter and Instagram and Fun Run. And please join my clan. We are Vomit is God. Please don't cut me off. And
I didn't cut you off. You got to say Vomit is God.
Like three
more
times
than enough times.
Podcast.
Like some weird British rocker releasing his punk.
Vomit is God.
All right. Till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow.
You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.